In the wake of the mass shooting in Dayton, some Ohioans are pushing to tighten regulations for person-to-person gun sales, including those that happen online and through social media. Some sellers say that would violate their rights.
How's it going? Paige.
William Wood answers the door to his suburban Columbus home with a Glock 19 on his hip. His two toddlers, Daisy and Wesley, peek out from behind his legs.
I can't help it.
Cartoons are playing on the TV as Wood shows me his gun collection in the living room. He pulls loaded gun magazines off a closet shelf, buried underneath Monopoly and Candyland.
This camo one here shoots a 300 blackout. This is a standard 5.56 round that they that's the kid in Dayton. He used that, unfortunately.
He lays the guns down on the kitchen table and pulls up a chair in front of the window fan. I contacted Wood through Facebook Marketplace, where he was selling a Ruger gun. He's been selling guns on Facebook and other platforms for 10 years.
They don't allow gun sales on anymore on Facebook, so we've had to get a little creative when it comes to, you know, trying to advertise something like that.
By creative, he means posting pictures of gun cases instead of the actual firearms. Facebook Marketplace is littered with posts like that from around Central Ohio.
We've had to make fake names and fake profiles and other stuff like that to keep ahead of this. And I feel that we shouldn't have to. I mean, it's the same thing as selling a bicycle or a car or a used car. A used car could be more dangerous than a gun can be.
What Wood is doing is perfectly legal, but Facebook's terms of service prohibit posts that offer to sell, gift, or transfer guns, gun parts, or ammunition. In a statement, a Facebook spokesperson says, quote, "If we catch someone selling guns, we take immediate action." Under Ohio law, these person-to-person gun sales are allowed, though they are largely unregulated. Wood says he usually checks a person's driver's license and then goes with his gut.
Of course, I wouldn't sell to, like, what they, you know, the thuggish types. And, you know, you could tell this guy's got face tattoos and he's probably been to prison a couple of times. I wouldn't consciously sell somebody like that.
That judgment call, with no other follow-up, is legal in Ohio, which, like most states, does not require a background check for private gun sales. The group Ohioans for Gun Safety wants to change that.
Right now, if you purchase a gun at a sporting goods store, you go through a background check with a licensed firearms dealer. But if you have a private sale between two individuals, then there is not a background check. We're closing that loophole.
Dennis Willard is a spokesman with the group.
A Quinnipiac poll found that 90% of Ohioans, including 87% of gun owners, support background checks for gun safety.
But Columbus lawyer Derek DeBras says there are logistical issues with background checks for private sales.
So if I saved up my money for a year to buy a very cheap pistol for self-defense because somebody's threatening my life, and the person selling it to me has to run a background check, who's going to pay for the background check, right? It's a constitutional right that I want to invoke. Is the government going to pay for that?
He points out that background checks are required in some private sales, like those that happen across state lines. That's what happened in the case of the Dayton shooter. But when it comes to in-state person-to-person sales on Facebook or other platforms, right now there are only a few legal guidelines.
The issue is, are you doing it for business purposes? That violates federal law. And it violates Ohio law if I'm doing it where the person buying it, it meets certain criteria. They're a violent felon, a drug-related felon, they're underage, whatever it might be.
Go lay down.
Back in his kitchen, William Wood says he's vehemently opposed to background checks for private sales.
This particular issue, it would kill the entire used gun industry. It would not at all help the gun violence issue we have. It would limit the sales and acquisition for regular people like myself.
He argues more obstacles from the government or from sites like Facebook would impede his constitutional right to bear arms. Gun control advocates like Ohioans for Gun Safety say those obstacles are worth it. Paige Flager, WOSU News.